out, baby. Wild Card Wednesday, baby. Send in your request for Wild Card Wednesday. Don requested Foghat's Slow Ride, which of course makes me think of the ending of Dazed and Confused every time I hear it. The final shot of Dazed and Confused, that open road, the future, laid out in front of everybody. There's the future. Open road. I'm going to get Aerosmith tickets, man. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're talking about songs. We're about to talk about songs that sound suspiciously alike. Now, here's the deal. Let me tell you the story that this is this came from. The opening riff of Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven is going on trial. The case centers around claims from a trustee of late Spirit guitarist Randy Wolfe, also known as Randy California, that Stairway to Heaven copies music from the Spirit song Taurus. According to court documents acquired by the L.A. Times, a U.S. district judge determined that lawyers for the trustee had provided enough evidence for the case to proceed to trial on May 10th. Taurus appeared on Spirit's first album in 1968 and was written by Wolf in either 66 or 67. Stairway to Heaven was released by Led Zeppelin in 1971. Wow, 1971. Holy cow. Wolf's estate announced plans to pursue a copyright infringement suit back in May of 2014, seeking a co-writing credit for Wolf on Stairway. Klausner's ruling also removed John Paul Jones, Superhype Publishing, Inc., and Warner Music Group Corp. From the case, as none of those parties performed or distributed Stairway to Heaven within the 3 years preceding the instant action. Zeppelin members Robert Plant and Jimmy Page remain as defendants. The trial is the latest in a spate of copyright infringement cases surrounding a hit song. In March of 2015, Marvin Gaye's children were awarded $7 million after a jury found that Robin Thicke and Pharrell Williams had copied Gotta Give It Up by Marvin Gaye in the process of creating their 2013 hit Blurred Lines. A judge later reduced that verdict, and it remains under appeal. So that's the story. And that got me thinking about a fun topic that we've done in the past, songs that sound suspiciously like other songs or riffs that were ripped off. 312-981-7200. Now, for those people who are interested into what this whole thing is about, we've got Stairway. We also have Taurus by Spirit, and we'll play these together. So you listen closely. Is there merit in this lawsuit? Here's Stairway to Heaven.
All it glitters is gold, and she's buying the stairway to heaven.
Yeah, man, get the weed. All right, that's Stairway. We've all heard that song, I don't know, kabillions of times. Here is Taurus by Spirit. Listen closely. Yeah, that's really close.
Are you kidding me?
Now, here's an interesting little twist on the story, guys. Now, that's the lawsuit that's happening right now, and I think Spirit has a case. There's no question about it that I think Spirit has a very, very strong case for plagiarism. And let me just say this. Jimmy Page and Robert Plant are not new to plagiarizing things. Not at all. They are not new. In fact, they're old pros at plagiarism. All of the songs off of their first album were ripped off from old blues guys. They just basically, and they took credit for writing them. Like the Lemon song, it's credited as Page and Plant. Willie Dixon wrote that song. So there are a lot of classic old African-American blues guys that Zeppelin had blatantly ripped off. Blatantly. So there's a little twist to this that involves Dolly Parton and Stairway to Heaven, which we're going to get to. And we're going to get to your choices for songs that sound suspiciously alike. 312-981-7200. Nick DiGilio here on WGN. Morning, everybody. Welcome back to the show on Wild Card Wednesday. I'm Nick DiGilio. That's Glenn, who requested Melanie's brand new key. Remember when you needed a key with a roller skate? You guys don't. You used to have a key. You put roller skates on your shoes. You put them on, then you'd use a key.
Were they locked or what was
no,
the deal?
They would have to, it would tighten around your shoe. They were like little. They would go on your shoe. There was like these little metal. Do you know like when you go to get your foot measured at a.
Right.
At a, it's like that, except wheels on the bottom
or
of
like
it.
Or like those plastic ones you had as a kid?
Yeah. And you would tighten it with a key.
Those always seem weird.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather put on a whole skate.
Of course you would. But you know, some of us didn't have that kind of money. That also is used in a great, that's also greatly used in a movie. Do you remember what movie, Esmeralda? Foghat, of course. I remember using that at the very final shot of Dazed and Confused.
Oh, was it?
Brand New Key? Anyone? Anyone? Mm. Dan? Boogie Nights.
Oh, okay. Oh, right.
See?
She's got the skates.
She got roller skates. See what I'm saying? She's Roller Girl. Roller Girl. Man, that movie's good. Sorry. I just love Boogie Nights. Okay, so we've got songs that sound suspiciously like other songs. That's what we're talking about. We want to hear from you. 312-981-7200. Also, get in your text in for your Wild Card Wednesday, like Glenn did. Any song you want to hear, any artist coming right from the bumps, it's Wild Card Wednesday. So songs that sound suspiciously alike. We just played the opening from Stairway to Heaven. We also played the instrumental portion of Spirit. And their song Taurus. And that's the lawsuit that's happening right now. Now, as we spoke of, Dolly Parton recorded a song called We Used To in 1975. And Stairway to Heaven came out in 1971. So Dolly Parton, although there's no lawsuit here, and Dolly Parton has not been named in the Spirit lawsuit at all, but this song by Dolly Parton sounds... well, here, just listen. This is Dolly Parton, We Used To, from 1975.
We used to walk through fields of green. We used to sit by clear blue streams. We used to be so happy, me and you.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly the same. It's exactly the same. Exactly. Now, the other thing about this is, Dan, if I remember correctly, she covered Stairway.
She did eventually cover Stairway.
Yeah. She eventually, like, did an actual cover of Stairway. So, anyway. Deke says, my face is red. I'm so angry about this lawsuit. The spirit guides need a better hearing specialist and a lawyer that doesn't chase ambulances. Maybe he can sue their old hearing specialist, and why wait 40 years to sue them? Yeah, well, I think they got a case, quite frankly, Deke.
Wait, he doesn't think that they sound alike?
I guess not, man.
I'm sorry, but someone else needs a hearing specialist. Come on now.
No, it sounds Come just like now. Him. You know, I mean, and by the way, it took like 50 years before the African-American blues guys got money from Zeppelin for getting ripped off. I mean, that, you know, a lot of some of these guys were dead and it, you know, and like these the guys in Spirit are dead. I mean,
so who's suing?
It's the trustees.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the family and the members of the Spirit trustees are the ones that are suing.
Now I'm curious, are they going to get back pay?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what the specifics are.
Well, they said the with the Pharrell thing, they got $7 million, so I'd imagine it'd be like a lump sum plus a writing credit.
Yeah, they want a writing credit as well.
Oh, and then they'll make money.
Right, then they'll get money because of, you know, residuals and all that stuff. Because
I was thinking, I'm like, that would be so much money.
But seriously, if you go back and you look at, I'm not exaggerating when I say at least 10 songs by Zeppelin, at least 10 songs by Zeppelin are blatantly stolen from old black blues musicians. And the credits read, and the songwriting credits read Page and Plant. It's ridiculous. Now, I happen to love Zeppelin. I'm not saying, you know, I mean, Zeppelin is one of my favorite bands of all time, one of the greatest rock bands of all time, but they ripped guys off. That's not even an argument, man. They ripped guys off. So, all right. Let's see. We've got the next one is The Kinks and The Doors. See if you guys can hear similarities here. The Kinks recorded a song called All Day and All of the Night in 1964. And then went on to record a variation of that song like 18 times after that. A lot of Kinks songs sound the same in those days. Not that they're bad, because the Kinks also rule. And if they're going to rip off themselves, that's fine. But they just did like a variation on that riff in at least 5, 6, 7 songs at that time. But anyway, they did this song called All Day and All of the Night. This was 1964. Give this a listen.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
So that's The Kinks, 1964. The aforementioned Doors recorded a song called Hello, I Love You in 1968, 4 years later. Listen closely and let me know if you think this sounds suspiciously similar. Here are The Doors from 1968. See, now that one, it's similar, but I don't think it's as, I don't think it's, I mean, you know, there are only, and to be fair, there are only so many notes in music. You know what I mean? There are only so many chords, and there are only so many ways that you can put those notes and those chords together before you go, hey, that sounds a little bit like, I don't think that's a ripoff. What do you guys think?
I don't. I mean, yeah, it does sound. You can feel it. You can hear things.
Yeah,
but I'm not. It's not so like. Oh,
I don't think.
Nope,
I don't think
song.
Morrison and Manzarek listened to the Kinks and went, "Okay, let's do that." I don't think at all. Dan, what do you think?
I cheated and I read ahead. He actually admitted it to it, and there's like a funny story that Manzarek told in that about that like he was, you know, he found out about it and he didn't want to sue, but then he was forced to sue.
Oh, okay, all right. So the UK courts ordered the Doors to pay royalties to the Kinks for borrowing their riff. In September of 2012, interview with Mojo magazine, the Kinks' Ray Davies recounted the tale. The funniest thing was that when my publisher came to me on tour and said that the Doors used our riff from All Day and All the Night for Hello, I Love You, I said, rather than sue them, can we just get them to own up? And my publisher said, they have, and that's why we're suing them. Oh, so they did rip them off. I should probably read these stories that you gave me, Dan, that go along with the songs I'm playing. Then I would be more informed and not just sound like an idiot. Okay. Well, I wouldn't have jumped on that. Now, Dan, you know in the story, but would, I mean, just hearing it, was that something that you, I mean, I wouldn't think lawsuit.
I kind of heard it. I before I read that, I did kind of hear a similarity.
No, there's a similarity. I just don't, I mean, I think the Spirit thing is a lot more blatant. And the Dolly Parton thing is like, absolutely.
Right. And I wonder how many notes or whatever it has to be similar for them to be like, yeah, no, it's the same song.
No, that's another good question. I don't know if there are any fast and...
There has... I mean, I've seen a lot of movies. And there's... I'm trying to think. There was one somewhere where there was like an audio person And they're like, yeah, this many notes. It's the same.
It's got to be this many notes. Song. Okay.
I mean, it was in a movie. But...
Right. Well, it's got to be true if it was in a movie.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be. You know. It's got to be if it's in a movie. I keep waiting to go through that world in Labyrinth. It's got to be down here somewhere, right?
Well, you got to summon with a baby.
Oh, that's right. You got to have the baby. You got to be a bad babysitter. Right. All right. Well, we got to take a break. If you have any suggestions here, we got some texts coming in. Jim gave you one, didn't he, Dan?
He did, yes.
Yeah, Jim Hankey, who was here earlier to talk about Record Store Day. And by the way, you should check out his Vinyl Emergency and get in on that contest where you can win a bunch of Black Sabbath vinyl. Listen to the podcast, episode 13. I'm the guest, and it was a lot of fun to do. So check that out. All the information is on our Facebook page. We got a break here, but then we'll come back and talk more similar songs. All right. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. I'm your overnight dude here till 5 a.m. on Wild Card Wednesday as it continues with your requests. Chicago Heights Victor requested the Ramones. I want to be sedated.
Was that the Ramones?
Yeah.
No, it didn't sound like them.
Yeah, it's the Ramones.
Sounded like a cover.
No, that was the Ramones as far as I know.
It sounded weird.
Might have been YouTube lying to me.
Oh, maybe it was YouTube lying.
They sounded a little, I was like, that doesn't sound like Joey.
Because
I know him personally.
I know. Well, not anymore.
Well, you know.
So the Ramones, great band, phenomenal band. So we are talking about, there's a lawsuit now that's happening. The trustees of Spirit, the band, are taking Zeppelin to court over the incredible similarity between their song Taurus and Zeppelin's song Stairway to Heaven. So we are talking about crazy similarities between songs and riffs. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Okay, the next one here, Esmeralda, is The Hollies, The Air That I Breathe from 1974, and Radiohead's Creep from 1992.
So which one? I'm sorry, The Hollies what?
The Air That I Breathe.
Oh, I've never. Okay.
I think you'll know it when you... Well, maybe you won't know it when you
hear
it.
Well, yeah.
It says, fans of Radiohead may be surprised to know that the band's first real hit, Creep, was actually inspired by The Hollies' song, The Air That I Breathe. Radiohead was so inspired by the hit, written by Albert Hammond and Mike Hazelwood, that the duo successfully sued Tom York et al. For copyright infringement. The liner notes of Radiohead's Pablo Honey now credit Hammond and Hazelwood as co-writers of Creep, and Hammond and Hazelwood now split royalties with the band. So this is another one where a lawsuit actually happened. In fact, I think all of these involve lawsuits of some kind. So this is it. Now, the first one we're going to hear is The Hollies, The Air That I Breathe from 1974. Give a listen to this. Do we even need to hear?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Seriously?
Yeah.
I would not be a good jury person on these cases because I'd be you won.
Here's Creep. But I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong. Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty obvious.
Yep.
Now, The Air That I Breathe, though, does go on. You know, both of those songs go on to sound differently, but that's just those stretches right there.
It's too long.
Yeah.
It's too long of a bit.
Yeah. So, there you go. Now, Brian texted in at 312-981-7200. Blind Melon, Mouthful of Cavities sounds a lot like The Battle of Evermore by Zeppelin. I don't know Mouthful of Cavities by Blind Melon. The only thing I know by Blind Melon is the girl with the bee thing.
Yeah. No Rain.
No Rain. I don't know any other. I don't think I know. I don't know any other Blind Melon. Mouthful of Cavities sounds a lot like Battle of Evermore by Zeppelin. So I don't know. We don't have that, do we, Dan?
No, I'll try to pull it up.
Okay. Battle of Evermore goes dun dun dun. No, that's Four Sticks. Right? Yeah. No, Battle of Evermore. No. I know what Battle of Evermore is. One of the. Hey, did you ever see that chart about what Zeppelin songs are about? Did you ever see the chart? It's like a pie chart.
No.
And three quarters of it is a little less than half is sex. Like, what are the subject matters of Zeppelin songs? Little less than half of the thing is sex. Mm-hmm. More than three quarters of it is hobbits and swords and other crap like that. And then a little sliver of it is citrus. Because they did a song called The Lemon Song. So that was the...
I mean, people do know, right? That's not really about citrus.
No, well, no, but it's not.
I had to be told that.
Come on.
By a friend of mine. I was like, wait, what? And then I listened to it again, and I was just...
Yeah,
out.
No, it's a little... I think it's kind of obvious.
Well, I was young.
Squeeze my lemon till the juice runs down my leg? Come on, really?
No.
He was just coming home from the store. He had a pocket full of produce.
He had some lemons.
He had some lemons in his pants.
All right, I think we've got the comparison here.
So it's Blind Melon, mouth full of cavities.
Right, so to start off, here's Led Zeppelin, Battle of Evermore.
Battle of Evermore. I'm waiting for the eastern glow. The apples all run the valley. Oh, the seas of happiness. Okay, that, by the way, is one of their songs about hobbits and swords and stuff. Okay.
And then here's mouth full of cavities.
Desperately in need. See, I got a lot of beans around. And
I think it's the high pitched.
Yeah, I would go similar.
Similar, but that's not a ripoff.
But yeah, no.
Yeah. It's just a lot of acoustic whining. So, I don't know. All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Okay, how about this? Stevie Wonder, Uptight, from 1966, and Oasis, Step Out, from 2000. Now, Oasis has been accused of stealing a lot from, well, this little band called the Beatles, of which, of course, they claim to be better many times. Noel and Liam. I got to tell you, I love those guys.
No, so do I. I like that they're buttheads.
Yeah, me too. I love Oasis, and I love Noel and Liam. There is a great story that Sacha Baron Cohen told on, I think it was Conan, when he was promoting that stupid Brothers Grimsby movie, about the fact that he, in the movie The Brothers Grimsby, the last movie that Sacha Baron Cohen made, he looked like Noel Gallagher. Yeah, Noel Gallagher. He looked like Noel Gallagher. And he did that on purpose because of an exchange that he had with Noel Gallagher. I can't tell the story, but if you go, just look up Sacha Baron Cohen, Noel Gallagher, and Conan, and watch the clip, because the story he tells about his encounter with Noel Gallagher is pretty hilarious. So anyway, Uptight by Stevie Wonder and Step Out by Oasis. Those are the next ones that we're going to play, those were also lawsuit quality rip-offs. So rip-off riffs, 312-981-7200, and songs that sound suspiciously alike. Talk or text 312-981-7200. Yeah. Yeah, man, Kiss! Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And 262 area code requested Strutter by Kiss. You know, I've got that disc of Paul Stanley's banter between songs, and it's called Let Me Get This Off My Chest. And all it is about 45 minutes of banter of Paul Stanley in concert talking between songs. And it is so awesome. It is so my favorite is, everybody like to get high. He's like screaming. He sounds like exactly like that. And then all of the banter between songs that Paul Stanley has, like, somehow leads into the title of the song. Like the one that I'm talking about, people like to get high. And then you hear Peter Criss going, ba-doom, 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 like hitting the drums in the background, accenting the wackiness of Paul Stanley. And we like to drink, we like to get drunk, he's screaming, but I don't like to drink no tequila. And then you hear, you know, him hitting cowbells and stuff, so it sounds, you know, tequila-ish. We don't like whiskey. We like gin, but we don't like our gin warm. We like cold gin, because that's the name of a Kiss song, Cold Gin. So he does like 3 minutes leading up to get to the audience screaming cold gin.
I thought they were just giving out their preferences.
No, he's leading. It's all. That's the brilliant banter of Paul Stanley. Do you like to get high? And I'm not kidding. That's exactly how he sounds. I wish I had that. That's my favorite one on the whole thing. Paul, hey, Dan, see if you can just find Paul Stanley introducing cold gin. Just Google that, because it's the greatest thing ever. And like, and Peter Criss on the drums just accompanying the wackiness is fantastic. I saw Kiss like 7 times when I was a kid. I mean, I was a kid, you know, at the height of their popularity. I was like 11 years old, so of course I'm gonna like Kiss. They're morons on stage with makeup, flames shooting out of their butts. They've got blood, then a spaceman playing guitar, and smoke pours out of the pickups. There's a cat playing drums. How do you not love that?
What did you think when they unmasked?
I was so done with Kiss at that point. Listen, you know, once I hit my teens, when I hit like right around my teenage years, like right around 13, I went, yeah, these guys suck. I've liked these guys now for 3 years. I've wasted 3 years of my life in the Kiss Army. I should have gone AWOL from the Kiss Army a long time ago. At some point, I believe I was a colonel in the Kiss Army. That's how much I loved Kiss.
You were dishonorably discharged.
I was dishonorably discharged because I finally realized how much they suck. I was like, wait a minute. I'm hitting puberty. These guys suck. Like, my ears changed with my puberty. I was like, oh, I see. My voice just changed, and now I think Kiss sucks. Oh, I understand. I'm not 12 anymore. All right, so we mentioned Stevie Wonder's Uptight from 1966 and Oasis' Step Out. After their 2000 hit Step Out debuted, Stevie Wonder and his people realized how much it sounded like his hit from 1966, Uptight. Stevie Wonder eventually sued the band and was granted a co-writing credit on that label. So first we're going to hear Stevie Wonder's Uptight, followed by Oasis by Step Out by Oasis. And by the way, we're talking about songs that sound strikingly similar and ripped off riffs. 312-981-7200. All right, so here's Stevie Wonder. Okay. That's a fly jam, by the way, in case you were wondering. that is a fly jam and absolutely appropriate for Fly Jams Friday this week. All right, so that's that. Now let's hear Oasis with Step Out.
Yeah. I was even singing the Stevie Wonder lyrics.
Oh, man. And I love Oasis, man. I do. But come on, guys.
Yeah, they ripped them off.
Come on. All right. Mike says a lot of people say that the Eagles Hotel California rips off Jethro Tull's We Used to Know. Now, How do I not know We Used to Know? I love Jethro Tull. I can't recall We Used to Know. I know everybody knows, you know, Hotel California. 815 area code says, Under Pressure and Ice Ice Baby. No, no. See, that's a sample. I said this earlier. If you're just joining us now, songs like that, like Ice Ice Baby, that's not what we're talking about because that's a sample. They actually sampled the song Under Pressure. And I mentioned earlier, Men in Black by Will Smith is not a ripoff of Forget Me Nots because it's a sample of Forget Me Nots.
Yeah, but don't you remember Vanilla Ice? It's yeah, totally different.
Oh, yeah, he said it's...
There's an extra ting in there.
Yeah, it's like ding, 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 ding. And ours goes ding, 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 ding. Like, what are you talking about, man? You sampled the song and you sang over it. I mean, it's, you know... You remember when they started suing over that? Because for a long time, they didn't sue. Like, you know, rappers were just like... And DJs were just sampling everything. I mean, well, that's how it started. That's how the artistry of rap started. It was like Beck says, it was two turntables and a microphone. And they were rapping over actual songs. That's how it started. But, and then it got to the point where, like, you know, you couldn't tell what was sampled because the sampling became so complex. Like, when by the time Paul's Boutique came out, I think, like, artists were like, I give up, man. I don't even know if I can sue them. I don't even know if my song is in there. I can't tell anymore. I just can't tell.
Now is the what's their name? The Verve? Is that a sample?
Yeah, that's a sample from the Rolling Stones orchestra. The orchestrated, that's what you're talking about, right?
Dun, yeah.
Dun, dun.
Mm-hmm.
A Bittersweet Symphony.
Yes.
Yeah, that's that's a sample, and I think if I'm not mistaken, didn't the Stones sue? Because
they sued.
Yeah.
I don't think the Verve can play that song anymore, actually.
Yeah.
That's why
I just remember the video. He was walking down the street bumping into people.
Right.
That's the only thing I remember is that he's a weird looking dude who was walking forcibly down the street bumping into people.
And he got weirder.
Did he?
I know he did some solo stuff, and I remember seeing pictures. I was like, oh, gosh.
I kept getting those guys confused with the guys who did Freshman.
Verve Pipe.
That song rules, by the way. I love that song. Freshman? You guys have to like... That should be like your wheelhouse, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that happened right around 90s. My freshman year, so...
That song rules, man. That is a great song. Whatever happened to those guys?
One-hit wonders.
They are just a one-hit wonder, right? They didn't have anything, but they just had the... But boy, that's a good song.
Something else, but it wasn't as popular.
I mean, if you're going to have one hit, have it be good. And that's that is a damn good song. No, but I mean, a lot of one-hit wonders just suck. You're like, well, how did they, like, you know, like Tommy, what's the idiot who wrote, we had Seasons in the Sun, Terry Jacks. Yeah, that song sucks, and it was a hit. A lot of 70s one-hit wonders suck. Like the Night Chicago Died.
Oh, you don't like that song?
Oh, I hate that song.
That's like they've even done it in Spanish.
Yeah. Tonight, Chicago died. Na 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 na. Shut up.
Yeah, the one in Spanish is even better because it's got accordions.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. Well,
I'd rather hear that. And they're clearly they're not from Chicago. The guys are
they're just talking about the...
No, they talk about the east side of Chicago.
Yeah, but they're talking about the St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
Yeah. On the east side of Chicago.
Well,
it didn't happen on the east side of Chicago.
From their side, it was east.
Oh, from where? From where?
Where are they from?
I don't know. I don't even think they're... Who the hell did that song?
Oh.
Paper Lace.
Paper Lace, that's right. Paper Lace. you know, if you go... My guess is that if you go back in time... The decade that has the most one-hit wonders of all time is the 70s. I don't even think another decade comes close. Really, seriously. Because if you looked at top 40 in the 70s, there was a time, I think, when the top 20 songs that were played on the radio were by artists that never had another hit. And most of them sucked. Billy Don't Be a Hero. You remember Billy Don't Be a Hero? That sucked. That was a one-hit wonder. I can't remember who did it.
We just talked about that, right?
Billy, don't be a hero.
You had he. Oh, it was the guy who was taping the radio station, waiting for the song, so he like.
Oh yeah.
Let the radio play for like 2 hours.
See, that was the risk that we all took in the '70s, taping 2 hours worth of radio because we were going to get crap like Terry Jacks and Paper Lace.
See, just, I would just wait.
Yeah, but I was going to old Chicago. I had to put the tape in, and I had to hear "Renegade" by Styx. All right, we got more songs that sound alike. The next one, we're going to take a break. We got weather, we got traffic. When we come back, two songs from Nirvana that sound suspiciously like other songs. That's coming up. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Milan, New York and Japan. Yeah. See, now, here is a one-hit wonder that rules. This song rules. 708 area code requested this from the 708 area code on Wild Card Wednesday. Got a few more of those to come on our bumps here. 708 requested I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt by Right Said Fred. I like to listen to it when I'm wearing my titty bear, is what they said.
So in their car.
In their car. No, you can wear it anywhere. You can take it off the seatbelt and clip it onto your face if you want. I love I'm Too Sexy. I love that song. I love the video. I love Right Said Fred. It's unbelievably hilarious, and I love that song. When it first came out, I was like, man, this might be the greatest song I've ever heard in my entire life. And then the video. Remember, so those guys were a one-hit wonder. Now, that's a one-hit wonder. Seriously, I love that song. I do. And clearly, they weren't going to have another hit. They did have another song, and it sounded exactly like I'm Too Sexy. Oh, the clock is spinning around in here again. I'm telling you, it's not the LSD I took a half an hour ago. I'm telling you, the clock's going loopy. The clock on the wall just went nuts. What's going on? Am I nuts?
No, you're not nuts. It probably was. This day was probably the old daylight savings day.
Oh,
last year.
Look at
like
that. All right.
I was going to say ghost.
I was just freaking out, man. I didn't know what was going on. I was like, what's going on, man?
Colonel McCormick wanted to turn back time.
That's what it was. If I could turn back time. Sorry, that's Cher in her butt. Remember that? Cher was on that boat with her butt.
Yes.
wasn't she on like a ship? Like
yeah, she had all those.
And she and her butt was hanging out?
She had all those servicemen around her.
Yeah. And her butt.
Yep. And her butt. She did not leave that one at home.
No. She brought that butt with her. All right. Anyway, remember Geraldo?
Yeah, I do.
What the hell, Rico Suave?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, that was a terrible song. That was a smash hit, too. Whatever happened to that guy?
I think he's the last Where Are They Now I saw about him. He was a record exec for, Interscope.
Come on.
Yeah, he signed, I think, Enrique Iglesias. And
come on, seriously?
Interscope, yeah.
Wow. Does he still have the hair and he has no shirts?
He looked, the last time I saw him, he looked good. He looked like a Mario Lopez type.
Well, then he clearly looks good because Mario Lopez is a handsome man. Yeah, Slater's a good-looking dude. All right. Rico Suave. What a stupid song that was. That came out right around. Didn't they come out around the same time? Didn't Rico Suave come out around the same time as Right Said Fred with a shirt?
Probably. At least within a couple
years. I think they were very close. I want to say Rico Suave was 91 and Right Said Fred was 92. And let me tell you something. If I get that right, I deserve to be somewhere locked up. Hey, I just wanted to mention, I think we're only like 5 or 4 people away from 12,000 fans. So let's make that happen right now on Facebook. We only need 4 more and we'll hit 12,000. And then Foot Cheese is going to have to start blowing up 12,000 balloons in the other room, and his lungs will implode.
All right, I'm Too Sexy was 91.
Yeah, okay. Oh, all right, I was off. I thought I'm Too Sexy was 92, and Geraldo was 91.
Geraldo was 90.
Nine? Oh!
That's still not a bad... It's not a bad...
Come on!
I think you should be upset with yourself. I think you should be like, oh, okay.
See, I'm so angry! Sorry, I sounded exactly like Ren in Ren and Stimpy. I'm so angry! You idiot! Okay. All right, we got a couple of Nirvana songs that sound suspiciously like other songs. Here's the first one. Nirvana's second hit single off Nevermind, which is Come As You Are, might have seemed very similar to those who grew up in the 80s. The haunting riff, complete with the chorus effect, has a striking resemblance to Killing Joke's 1984 hit, 80s. Kurt Cobain was apparently nervous about the release of the track as a single, and Killing Joke sued Nirvana and eventually then dropped the lawsuit. So here it is. Here first, and first you'll get to hear 80s by Killing Joke. First of all, that song is a jam. That's for, I just want
to. It is a jam.
That song is a jam. And second of all, Cobain ripped it off. Listen to this. That song is also a jam. So let me just say that. Cobain may have ripped off Killing Joke, which he did, but that song is also a massive jam. All right, now the next one that involves Nirvana is their quintessential song, Smells Like Teen Spirit. And Cobain he completely owned up to this. Completely, absolutely admitted it. Owned up to it, and would in fact, and this is true. It's also written in the story behind this. I saw Nirvana probably four times total, and at least twice when I saw them, they would play the riff from the original song that they stole it from before. Like he would play the riff exactly. All right, here's the deal: Smells Like Teen Spirit, and even according admitted by Kurt Cobain. Is a ripoff of Boston. Okay. So there you go. There's Boston. Here Smells Like Teen Spirit. You know, you think back at the impact that Nevermind made when it came out. Okay, just think of the incredible impact. You know why? Because Right Said Fred was number one on the charts when that album came out. Like it was like what the hell else was out then? Like Shania Twain, and what were some of the? I mean, like the hair metal bands and the hair guys. You know, like Dokken is on the charts, and all of a sudden here comes this thing, and Cobain's like, yeah, I totally ripped off Boston. I told her it's because he used to listen to classic rock when he was growing up. He listened to corporate rock and classic rock, and he loved it. And that's absolutely the riff from More Than a Feeling. And Cobain more than once admitted it. So, but again, that song's a jam too. Those are both jams. All right, we got a break here for the news. We'll come back. We got more songs that sound alike. Everybody, hang on. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Right. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on Wild Card Wednesday. It continues. Luann requested Billy Joel's My Life because it's her birthday. Oh, happy birthday, Luann. Happy birthday. Hey, Dan, you know who else's birthday it is today?
Who's that?
Leslie Presley, my ex-girlfriend from 25 years ago. It's her birthday today.
think it's Amy Guth's birthday, too.
Is it Amy Guth's birthday? The lovely Amy Guth. Well, happy birthday to Amy Guth. And Paul Sorvino. Paulie from Goodfellas. His birthday today. Hey, we're talking about songs that sound suspiciously like other songs. Vic, did you think of any? Did you have any in your brain?
I was talking to Dan. There's a Simon and Garfunkel song that I always mistake for another song, but I can't for the life of me remember the name. I searched it on Google. What's not fun? Band Fun. It's not that. I can't think of it.
Okay, but there's a Simon and Garfunkel song that sounds like something.
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
because every time it comes on, there's a musical like prelude, and every time it comes on, I get ready to sing the song that I think it is,
and
then
it's
Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'll put some thought to it.
Okay. All right. And now, Jim Hankey, who was our guest earlier this morning to talk about Record Store Day, which is this Saturday. Check out recordstoreday.com. Go out, buy some vinyl, pay tribute to the record stores on that day. Jim had one, right? An example.
He did. He pointed out that Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers' Mary Jane's Last Dance is awfully similar to the Red Hot Chili Peppers' Danny California. Danny California's a little bit more up-tempo. But,
okay.
Here is Tom Petty with Mary Jane's Last Dance.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And then here is Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's another one that it was like we didn't hear. I didn't need to hear the sec. I mean, I knew the song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has there been any legal action?
I don't think so. I think Tom Petty's just too cool.
It's probably like, whatever.
Tom Petty's
man.
Like, whatever, man. I don't care.
It's music for everybody.
I'm Tom Petty. Look at my hair. I don't know.
Who was it? David Spade?
Yeah.
Did he always do the thing?
He,
the impersonation.
Yeah, David Spade was the go-to on SNL.
With the lips and the eyeglasses.
To do Tom
sunglasses.
Petty. Yeah. Okay, here's Carrie on WGN. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, Nick. Good morning.
Hey. Morning.
First of all, your Paul Stanley sounds suspiciously a lot like Sammy Hagar. I'm not sure why.
Oh, well. We don't hear from Sammy Hagar anymore.
No, I know.
No, we don't hear from Sammy Hagar since he won the bracket battle. So,
maybe New Year's Eve you could have Sammy and Paul together.
Yeah,
in the same room.
Yeah. I wish that you didn't. You had no luck finding that, did you, Dan? If you just,
I couldn't find a good version of it.
Oh, okay. Because it's him. Like, you gotta get high. I gotta find that. I got the CD here somewhere.
I've heard it. Yeah, I've heard that.
It's one of the funniest things. It is unbelievably funny. Okay, what do you got?
For music, and this is more, I should have told Dan, it's more conceptual. This is not one where you're going to mix note for note. But Nick Lowe, I Knew the Bride when she used to rock and roll. And I love Nick Lowe, and I love that song, actually.
Yeah.
Huey Lewis produced it, and if you listen closely, you can hear him singing background.
Absolutely, of course, man.
Yep, and but it's the same song as You Never Can Tell by Chuck Berry.
Yes,
it's
it is.
It's the same song. The tempo's different. I play guitar, it's the same song. And if they had Search and Replace back then, even the lines in the verses are kind of the same. It's.
Do you have it, Dan? All right, let's hear it, Carrie. Here we go. Okay. Okay, here we go. Proof. They had a high five on old boy, then they let it blast. 700 little records, all rock, rhythm, and jazz. But when the sun went down, the rapid tempo of the music fell. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks. Go to show you never can tell. Yeah, yeah.
I'm playing the bass. That's where it kicks in to Nick Lowe's version. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's you're absolutely right, Carrie. You're absolutely right. It's the same damn thing. Okay. Thank you, Carrie.
Thanks.
Take care. And of course, you know, we were talking about how, you know, we were playing Foghat, and I thought of Dazed and Confused. Mm-hmm. We played Brand New Key. I thought of Boogie Nights, and obviously when you hear that,
it's Pulp Fiction.
It's Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Yeah. No question. All right, here's Jerry on WGN. Hey, Jerry.
Oh, yes. Chuck Berry's, here, Chuck Berry again.
Yeah.
Sweet Little 16 and the Beach Boys Surfing USA. I think he did sue over it.
I think he did as well. Yeah, let's hear that.
She just got to have about a half a million, a famed autograph. Her wallet filled with pictures. She gets them one by one. Become so excited. Watch her look at her run.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Jerry, that's incredibly, that is absolutely the same song.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. Thank you, Jerry.
And all that money just to put cameras in toilets to watch ladies pee.
Did you ever see Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll?
No.
It's a concert / documentary about Chuck Berry. And it's directed by Taylor Hackford. It's one of the best documentary concert movies ever made. It really, seriously, it's amazing. And you get some insight into Chuck Berry.
Oh, boy.
The thing about that, we could probably do, if we were doing this segment, we could probably do an entire hour just on Chuck Berry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the guy, you know, was one of the absolute inventors of rock and roll. And like I said earlier, there's only so many chords. You know, in the world, there's only so many notes and you can only arrange them in a certain amount of orders. And if you're doing a rock and roll song, you're kind of doing a Chuck Berry song. That's kind of what it is. You know, I mean, so, you know, that's where it all starts. So, all right, here's our next one. Spoon, I Turned My Camera On.
Okay.
From 2005 versus Kelly Clarkson's All I Ever Wanted from 2010. So let's hear these. I'm not very familiar with either of them.
I know the Spoon one, not...
Oh, well, here's Spoon. I Turned My Camera On. Oh, yeah, I know this song.
I turned my camera on.
Okay. Here's the Kelly Clarkson song 5 years later.
Tear up the photographs where yesterday won't let go. Every day, every minute. Here comes the emptiness. Just can't be lonely alone. Every day, hey.
It's the exact same bass line.
Yeah.
I mean, the song is a little different, obviously. Mm-hmm. The structure of the song, it's the exact same bass line.
And that's the main thing, yeah.
I mean, that is the exact same bass line.
So, Spoon, if you want to make some money.
Yeah. Mark says that about the Zeppelin lawsuit, the Stairway sound alikes are all even in the same key, which is A minor, yeah. I wonder what Plant wannabe from Whitesnake thinks about the Taurus lawsuit. Hey, man, David Coverdale. Nick says you need to throw in Johnny Rivers' Summer Rain into the Stairway to Heaven mix as well. And, yeah, we got more sound-alikes here. Prince's 1999 sounds like Phil Collins' Sussudio. It absolutely does. And it should be the other way around because Phil Collins' Sussudio sounds like 1999.
Hmm.
Glenn says that Blue Oyster Cult's Godzilla is like Smells Like Teen Spirit Nirvana. Really?
Yeah, I can't think of it.
John says George Harrison's My Sweet Lord in One Fine Day. There was a lawsuit there too, where Harrison got sued. Greg from Downers Grove says Green Day Waiting versus Petula Clark's Downtown. You know, Green Day is a band that has about 50 of them. 50 of them. And, Dan, when we break here, could you get Green Day's Brain Stew and Chicago's 25 or 6 to 4? Okay. Green Day has like 20 of them. There's a song on, and I always forget the name of the damn song. It's the long sort of suite of like combination of like three songs on American Idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's like that long suite. That's got like seven different riffs that are stolen. I'm not kidding. We used to play it in the bar at Simon's when American Idiot was on the jukebox. We'd play it in the bar and then name the riffs. Just name them. Summer of 69 is in there by Brian Adams. Children of the Grave by Sabbath is in there. I'm not kidding. Just that one long suite, that like 12-minute suite of like three different songs that are combined in American Idiot, that is like seven different riffs. Green Day has done that a lot, but the most blatant we'll play after we break here, which I think is Brain Stew.
They are a punk band.
And I like Green Day, again.
Yeah, but they're thinking in the sense of there's only so many chords that they can...
Yeah, you don't have to defend Green Day.
No, I'm not defending. I'm like, no, that's probably why.
I totally understand. But this when we play Brain Stew in 25 or 6 to 4, you're going to be like, oh, my God.
No, I could believe it.
Yeah. How. Yeah. A jam, if there ever was one, on Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah! Nick DiGilio here, here till 5 o'clock. 262 area code requested John Lee Hooker's Boom Boom, which, of course, another artist, John Lee Hooker, that was ripped off by Led Zeppelin.
Oh, great. They should have a meeting of sorts.
Let's just say this: if you're an old time African American blues artist, you've been ripped off by Red Zeppelin.
You might be.
Be ripped off by Jeff Foxworthy. Okay, the next one on our list is involves my future ex-wife.
Okay.
And this, it's Lady Gaga. As soon as I heard this song, I was like, oh, not only are you kind of aping, you know, what Madonna did in terms of like looks and challenging, you know, facades and appearances and stuff like that, but you're ripping off her music too. So here is my future ex-wife. It's hard for me to describe in words how much I love Madonna. I swear to God, I love Madonna so, so much. All right, so here is that, of course, was Express Yourself, which is an awesome song. And this is Born This Way. I'm Come on, man. Please. Please, Gaga, with your meat outfit.
That was once.
Please. All right. Now, before the break, Dan, I asked you if you could get Green Day's Brain Stew and 25 or 6 to 4 by Chicago. So are we going to play Chicago first?
Sure.
Okay. Here's Green Day.
I'm having trouble.
It's the same song. It's the same damn song.
I mean, I did when the Chicago one came on. I was like, no, yep.
It's the same damn song. Now, again, Green Day rules. I'm not dissing on Green Day because I like them. I like them a lot. But that's 25 or 6 to 4. I swear, when I first heard Brain Stew, just a da-na, da-na, I was like, come on, guys! So, all right. And then the granddaddy of them all, the one we were talking about that, you know, we've talked about before on the show. When I'm alone with you.
Thank you.
Okay, now here's the guy that got sued by Huey Lewis.
Afraid of no ghosts.
Lawyer!
An invisible man sleeping in your bed. Oh, who you gonna call?
A lawyer! Yeah.
You're still both good, though.
Yeah. You know how I feel about Huey Lewis. I happen to love Huey Lewis.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
All right. Opening bell is coming up in a few minutes, and here is Steve. Hey, Steve.
What are you gonna pay? Legal fee.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, man. It's just blatant. It's blatant.
It's totally blatant.
Man,
absolutely.
Man. So we're going to talk about that coming up on the opening bell.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Have a great day.
You too. Here's one for you. We're not going to be able to play. We don't have time. But take a listen to this one when you get a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet Dreams by Eurythmics is the same song as I Wear My Sunglasses at Night by Corey Hart.
Yeah.
It's the same damn song.
Yeah, it's the doo-doos. It is. The doo-doo parts.
It's exactly the doo-doo parts?
Yeah, the doo-doo.
All right, mark down the time. Oh, here we go. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, the doo-doo parts.
Sweet dreams are made of the... Same song. Same song.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Yeah. God, you remember when Corey Hart was hot?
No. No, I don't.
Okay. We'll see you tomorrow, Esmeralda.
See you.
Okay.